I'm Mary.
Hi, I'm Martha, and this is Kicks and Giggles.
This is a soccer podcast, obviously, with two soccer crazed friends talking about the 2024 Olympics.
And just a note, we will say both soccer and football.
That's right, because both of us come from cultures where football is the right word. But we also grew up in the United States where soccer is the right word. So we know soccer, as I just said, isn't as well known in the States. So we're gonna break down some basics for you guys.
And I'll start by talking about gameplay. So each country brings 18 players plus three alternates, which is less than the World Cup. There are 11 players on the field for each side, and each team gets five subs per game.
That means that if you don't sub your goalie, because there are three goalies per team, your entire team can play each game.
There are two 45-minute halves. And there can be extra time added to both halves.
Yeah, to make up for gameplay pauses during the halves, like, a goal is scored or an injury, or if the ref just wants to be a jerk. There are four different phases in the Olympics themselves. The first stage, the group stage, there can be ties. Wins are 3 points, ties are 1 point, losses are 0 points. We know that's not common for people in the United States, so it's something you have to think about. But because of the way that the group play is structured, the cumulative points moves forward. So, for example, the United States wins one, ties one, and loses one. I'm not saying this is what's going to happen. They're going to clearly win all three. But if they win one, tie one, lose one, they have 4 points. And then the group or the teams with the most points move forward. There are a lot of tiebreakers if two teams in the same group have the same amount of points. But that's like deeply in the weeds, and we'll cross that bridge if we ever come to it.
And the tournament style is we will see 12 teams. So in 16 days, starts on July 25th, there are three games of group play. So let me say that of those 12 teams, it is split into three groups. So the four teams in each of those groups will play three games of group play. And then, of course, whoever's in the top of those teams will move on to quarters, semis, and finals. The ones who are medal contenders,
Metal
blah, blah, blah.
contendals.
Mem
You should start saying metal contendals.
Medal contenders. I'm blaming it on the Midwest, okay? So those that are medal contenders will play six games in 16 days.
That is a
That
wild amount of soccer.
it is a wild amount of soccer. Six games, 16 days. And this isn't just like, all right, I guess I have a game today. This is elite soccer.
I was literally thinking about high school, and I was like, six games in 16 days. We did that. First of all, no, we did not do
No.
that. We were not playing six games in 16 days. Second of all, it was high school. So, like, I could go on and live my life. I didn't need to recover before my next game.
Yes. So it will be intense. And Mary, the one thing that I didn't check is in once they move on past the group stage, is there extra time added if they remain tied, or do they go straight to penalties after that full
Oh,
time?
I believe, but we'll confirm. I believe it is the normal style, which is 30-minute extra time penalty kicks after the 120-minute game. So not like the Copa America finals, or excuse me, the Copa America tournament that just ended, but like the Euro tournament that just ended. This is confusing, and I blame FIFA. This is not the Midwest in me, because I don't have it, but I am a conspiracy theorist, and I'm going to go ahead and blame FIFA. They hate the United States and they want us to be confused.
FIFA.
FIFA.
That's a topic for another podcast.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. I am extremely excited because it means a lot of soccer. One other thing that is like maybe not important, but is interesting to me is that all of the games are being played on the same days. So like Martha said, the tournament starts on the 25th and every single of the 12 teams plays on the 25th. Every single one of the 12 teams plays again on the 28th. Every single one of the 12 teams plays on the 31st. Which is very unusual for tournaments, but obviously the Olympics have like 1,000 other sports going on. But yeah, it's like so much soccer every 3 days, which is great for me.
Great for me too.
Okay, let's talk about the three groups Martha talked about, mentioned, excuse me. So Group A has the tournament host France, obviously a nice hometown crowd for them. Then Colombia, Canada, the previous gold medal winner. And New Zealand.
And Group C is Spain, the current World Cup winner. Japan, Nigeria, and Brazil.
Yeah, this is going to be fascinating. Obviously, we're skipping over Group B at the moment, but I don't know. I don't know who's coming out of these groups. There's like a weird, not weird, but if you're doing the math, if you're familiar with tournament play, 12 teams is a weird number, and that is compensated for by two of the third place teams will be going forward. So it's not just the top two, it's the top two in each group plus two of the three third place teams. And honestly, there's so much talent in these groups that I don't even know.
I don't even know, honestly, who could withstand that time, who could at least score some goals.
Such a good point. Yeah, ties all
Like, if it's tied, somebody has to score something.
Yeah, I don't know. And like, I obviously favor Spain just because they won the World Cup last summer, and also they're just incredible. The Spanish team just won the Euros in the women's game. But other than Spain, like, you could tell me New Zealand came out of their group and I would like be surprised, but like not shocked. Okay, so as we mentioned, we skipped Group B, which is the United States, Zambia, Germany, and Australia.
And a disclaimer here that we are both US fans.
Yeah, we're allowed to be.
I am so cheering for the US. And again, I'm also very nervous. And most likely, I will have a lot of comments and critiques about the US that Mary hopefully will provide the positive side of this.
I'm like the opposite. I am like, go for gold, USA. I don't know that they'll come out of the top of the group, though, honestly. I think it's not the Spain group. I think if there's a group of death, it's probably, then I look at Group A and then I look at Group B again. So maybe there is no group of death,
It's
honestly. But
they're just so good.
so good. Like truly, like I looked at Group A again and I was like, oh right. Like Canada and Japan. Oh, not Japan. Japan's in Spain. Oh my gosh. See, this is the problem as well. I don't know who's going to come out top of the US group though. Like truly, I would love it to be the US, and like selfishly, because one, I would like to shut up all the critics from last summer, and two, I have tickets to that quarter final if the US comes out top. So I'd really like them to. But on the other hand, like Germany is incredible. On the third hand, they got grouped last summer, which means they went out in the group stage. On the fourth hand, I don't know. This is all I've been doing in my head.
Yep. That's all I'm gonna say because, oh, I'm more stressed about this.
Yes, I will be a basket case, both before and afterwards, depending. Regardless, we win, I'm a basket case. We lose, I'm a basket case. We're gonna win. So our first game is against Zambia on Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern, which I am so excited for. Martha, I am going to a Gotham FC held watch party and truly cannot wait.
I am going to try and make it to a bar of their own, which is the women's sports bar here in the Twin Cities, and I'm gonna try to join the crowd. They just sent out a Instagram ask if they should host a live showing or if they should host the replay, because apparently there's gonna be a primetime replay in the evening, but I wanna be there live.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, I need you to be there live because I will be texting you out throughout the entire game. Next time, we're going to talk more about players in the cup. But Martha, is there anyone you want to call out in particular?
I want to see Linda Caicedo from Colombia again. I thought she was awesome in the World Cup, and I'm excited to see how she's progressed, and how things have changed for her during the last, few games that they've played.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's like young and fun to watch.
Yes. I'm looking forward to, watching those young players. Also, Salma Parayuelos. I mean, take away my Spanish card then. No, but it's Spanish, so I get a little bit of a pass.
Do some more thefas and it will work.
Yes, exactly. I'm also looking forward to seeing her. I mean, I watched her when she was in Barcelona playing Chelsea, and she was good, which was annoying because I was rooting for Chelsea because I was rooting for Emma Hayes.
Yeah, we'll
But
talk about Emma next time too.
yes, but yeah, those are the two that I'm looking forward to seeing how they play. How about you, Mary?
Yeah, I mostly been thinking about Group B, like I said, nonstop in my brain. We come out on top, Germany comes on top, we come on third, whatever. But so I'm excited to see Barbara Banda from Zambia. She plays on the Orlando Pride and is currently in the running for the most goals in the NWSL this season. She's also just insanely talented, and that terrifies me when I think about going up against her. She also
Yeah.
scored hat tricks, 3 goals in one game, pretty rare. I would say very rare, actually, in the last 2 Olympics. So, Gotham's goalie, Ann Katrin Berger, is on the German national team, and I really, really want her to play. I'm not sure. I don't think she's the starter, but she might. We'll see. We'll see. But because she's the Gotham goalie, I get to see her play, and she is so good. But also, I'm like, maybe because a lot of Gotham players are on the national team, maybe they know how to take her down. And then in Australia, I love Katrina Gorrie. She plays midfield. It's not because of her style of play, though. It's because I think her story of going solo through IVF in the middle of the pandemic is brave and awesome. And also because her daughter Harper is so freaking cute. So I'm just here for the Harper Gorrie content, frankly. Martha, my last question for you is, of all the players on the US women's national team throughout time, who are we most like? Not in our style of soccer, but like our friendship.
So I think because they're the most recent, the first pair that pops up to me is Sophia Smith and Naomi Girma. I feel I'm a Girma.
I'm a Germa. No, you are a Germa. Are you kidding? Smart, thoughtful, talk about mental health. The only problem with this is, of course, that I am not a Sophia in the fact that I cannot close. But no, I like it. They met at Stanford. We met at the University of Chicago. Like, they're besties. We're besties. This works for me. They are very pretty. And we are old. But no, you're very pretty. I mean, I am too. Sorry, we're all very pretty.
We are also like, yes, they're old, but like in our college days, I think we could go head to head. Not
Yes.
in soccer though. Not in soccer though.
Oh, no. That would have been both of us are defenders too, so it would have been a very funny
Yes.
that would have been, and you were much faster than me. Like, it would have been me defending the entire time and you being like, why am I getting a shot off? I don't understand. If I were to answer this question, and because it's my question, I've been thinking about it nonstop as well. It's like my little break from Group B of obsessing. I think I just saw a bunch of pictures of Alex Morgan and Kelly O'Hara vacationing together in Italy during the break, like the NWSL break before the Olympics started. And it made me think of us because we traveled together. They were on a boat. We've been on boats. And it just, they looked like they were having such a good time. And I was like, oh, that's me and Martha. So that's my answer for today. Alex Morgan and Kelly O'Hara. I don't know which one of us, I would say I'm Kelly, because I think I'm much snarkier than you, and you are more positive and more fashionable than I am.
Sure, let's go with that. I could also say, hey, I'm the one that has a kid.
True. That's a great point. Yes, you are the one with a husband and a kid. I have no fiance, but that works for me. I like it. I like it a lot.
Okay.
Awesome. That's all for now. We'll be back in a few days after the first round of games to talk results and players and more kicks and giggles.
And for now, if you have specific questions you want to ask us, you can email us at kicksandgiggles2024@gmail.com. That's kicks, the letter N as in Naomi, giggles, 2024@gmail.com.
All right, we'll see you in a couple days.
See you in a couple days.